Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
This program is a production of Illinois Public Media. We're located here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. Now here's Ed Kieser with a look at the South American weather forecast.
We have extreme weather for crops in South America to talk about. It's flooding in some fields in Argentina, while it's unusually hot and dry over a large portion of Brazil. Of course, extreme weather typically does not bode well for crops. The rainfall pattern over time in Argentina has been problematic this growing season, going from too dry to plant, to too wet to plant, and then to too dry again. Now Argentina is back in a wet mode. Frequent bouts of showers and thunderstorms have occurred in the past week, and that will continue into the coming week. Soybeans needed rain and have now gotten it. The issue now turns to flooding. With frequent heavy rainfall expected to continue into the middle of next week, many fields and high production areas will flood. At this point, it appears that the adverse weather in Argentina this season has impacted corn more than soybeans. However, if drier weather does not come soon, flooding will adversely affect more and more beans. At least a break in the rain does appear likely later next week. In Brazil, early planted crops, including the first crop and double crop areas, fared well. But extreme weather is likely to reduce late planted full season and second season crops, including much of the safrinha corn. An unusually large and strong upper air ridge of high pressure is covering eastern Brazil. With the exception of the state of Mato Grosso, all production areas of Brazil and Paraguay have been hot and dry this week. This unusually dry period of weather will last into at least the middle of next week. Toward the end of the week, some showers and thunderstorms are possible, especially south and west, across Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina, and Mato Grosso do Sul. However, from Sao Paulo northward into Goiás, Minas Gerais, and Bahia, hot and dry weather could last longer, putting late season crops in jeopardy. The markets will be monitoring the weather in Brazil closely in the coming week.
Our thanks to Ed Kieser, meteorologist, for his update of the South American weather forecast. Here are the weekly changes on the settlement prices from the CME Group. Friday to Friday, March corn up 10 and a quarter cents at $4.44 and a quarter. December at $4.60, up a dime. March bean meal at $13.31 and a half, 48 and three quarters cents higher this Friday than last. And November at $11.21 and three quarters, up 17 and a quarter. March bean meal on the week at $446.40, up $20.30. That's a new contract high, life of contract high, even on the settlement price. March bean oil at $38.57, 93 cents higher. It's still struggling at the bottom of its range. March wheat at $5.77.5, up 21 and three quarters. July at $5.83 and three quarters, up 22 and a quarter. April live cattle at $140.40, down 25. Breaching its life of contract highs. March feeder cattle at $167.80, down $1.62.5 on the week. And April lean hogs at $94.72.5, down 7.5 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.